described yesterday, the way that the Nefesh HaChaim allows us to envision our existence, not merely by what we see in front of us in this world, but Olam HaZeh being just a small slice at the very bottom of the lengthy rope. Yaakov Chevel Nachlaso, the rope that extends to Shamayim, up to the Kisei HaKavod and beyond the Kisei HaKavod, where our actions are felt and where the neshama finds its root. And he completes the parak. Actually, we'll skip to the top of the next amud. L'chein, ha'olamos misnagim agdei maisa adam, ki heima kifinit yasam ma'orim sharsh neshmaso ha'elyonos me'aleham. Therefore, all of the worlds in Hashem's universe are directed misnahagim, like a nahag, as a driver, right? All the worlds are driven by the actions of man, because what a person chooses to do incites or motivates or sets in motion at the highest levels of the Shorash Neshmaso, the root of a person in the Shema, the driving force, the motor behind the worlds that Hashem created is man's neshama, and that effect is dictated by a person's actions. Harkening back to a deek he made earlier, after Hashem breathed the neshama into man, so it says that he became, vayhi ha'adam linefesh chaya. Man became not simply a being with a living soul, but he became a living soul. How is it that a human can be a living soul himself? No, he has a living soul inside of him. The answer is that's true. But he is effectively a living soul for the universe. Meaning, just like our neshama is what keeps us alive and moving, when the neshama separates from the body, we're dead. Our neshama is the life force inside of us. We, with our neshama, are the life force behind everything that occurs in the worlds around us. The creation is viewed as a succession of links, and each link, as you move internally, is the force that moves the link that is one step outside of it. So as you move closer and closer and closer into like the nuclear reactor in the center of all of, you know, a nuclear reactor can be huge, can be, you know, blocks and blocks and blocks long and wide. But in the core is where you have the radioactive reactions taking place that emit the energy that drives the entire power plant. So in that core is what's providing the basis for everything else that will occur in the environment around it and spur action and spur movement. Our neshama, the neshama of a person, is in the center of that nuclear reactor that then dictates what will flow forward from the actions of a person. Omnam, beginning of paragraph. Omnam, adayin ha'in tzarek bir. We still need to understand better what this means. Ki huz al dibur b'kotcha darak tzara, ke darak b'chol kisvei kotcha b'nestoros. If I'm going to quote to you from Ruchayim Vital, he says, Ruchayim Vital, writing a sefer of Kabbalah and the secrets of the Torah, so he uses very, very terse language, and because it is hidden aspects of Torah, it does not allow him to elaborate. As he himself writes in the introduction to Sefer Shemagal Tefach Mechasa Alpayim Amma, there's an expression in the Gemara of a way to describe tznius by an individual who is very modest, is Magal Tefach Mechasa Tvachayim. For every Tefach that he reveals, he actually hides another two Tvachim. Okay, that's an expression that demonstrates that a person appropriately does not reveals only a little bit, and covers up and keeps hidden twice as much of that which he reveals. So Chaim Vital, when he describes his sefer and warns that he can't reveal the deepest secrets of the Torah, he says, "I am magala tefach umechasa alpayim amma. I'm revealing one tefach, and at the same time as I'm revealing one tefach, there's another 2,000 amos that remain that remain obscured. So look at the mashmal chorim zvar zalsham. Shadam el lamos ha'nefesh mamish k'mar nefesh anitan v'davak b'sol gufa adam. Asher is the davar shenefesh osa who rak ayde klei haguf. Shabosu rega mamish gam haguf alseo. This is vada loy talking. So he says, don't misunderstand the mashal that we are presenting over here. If it was really true, precisely, that man is the neshama of the olamos, in the same way that he has a neshama that provides the life force for his own guf, so that would make us come to a conclusion which is incorrect. Because when we think about our bodies, so the nefesh is nitan bedavuk besol guf adam. It's stuck. It's attached. It becomes one, connected to the human body. That's, by the way, what the Rama says, one of the pshatim in Asher Yatzar. Yeah, the brach of Asher Yatzar concludes, Rofei chol basar umafli lasos. Mafli is a lashon of pella, a plia, an amazing, wondrous creation. How is man a wondrous creation? So you can take AP Bio, and you can be very impressed by the intricacies and the sophistication of all the different organic systems that function inside a person's guf. But that's not what the pshat. That is a pshat, but the pshat that Rama brings, mafli lasos, maybe that's more incorporated into the meaning of rofei chol basar. Hashem heals, Hashem ensures the proper operation of all the different things that could go wrong in the physical body. Mafli lasos, he makes a pella. What's the pella? The pella is that the neshama is able to stay inside the guf. That the neshama is able to function, even though it's a purely spiritual a spiritual entity, and it can jive. It can be fully integrated into something completely physical. We usually assume that there is that separation. I think we discussed this a little bit a couple weeks ago. The Hebrew language. The Hebrew language, when we say it's Lashon HaKodesh, it means that it tries to escape us, right? What happened when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchos? So the Medrash describes that the stones broke, but the letters flew up to Shemayim. When Rabbi Hanani ben Tarajan was burnt alive by the Romans, one of the Asar Ruge Machas, one of the 10 Talmidei Chachamim who were killed in the time of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, we talk about in Yom Kippur, we talk about in Tisha B'Av. So the executioner wrapped him in a Sefer Torah that he had used to teach Torah to his Talmidim, and right, they added also these wet cotton balls to make it take longer and be more torturous as he was burnt alive. And eventually the executioner had so much mercy that he removed those cotton balls to allow the process to speed up, and this way Rabbi Hanani would not have to suffer as much, and he himself jumped into the fire. They both went up to Shemayim, and a voice came out and said that both Rabbi Hanani ben Tarajan and the executioner are entering Gan Eden as we speak. But before that happened, as he's burning alive, wrapped in a Sefer Torah, his Talmidim say to him, "What do you see, Rebbe?" And he says, "I see the letters floating up to Shemayim." What does that mean? It means that by definition, the human body, because it's a physical creation, it's almost like opposites attract in magnets, right? In physicality and spirituality, that difference between the two, the opposites, actually repel. I think maybe the Chofetz Chaim uses the mashal. He says, if you have a glass of water and you take a stone and you drop the stone into the glass, some water must come out, right? The glass is full, it must come out, the water displacement. What does that mean? It means that I somehow have to find a way to get the stone to exist within the water, but I need to realize that for every stone that I add, some of the water has to be removed. Meaning, if I'm a physical being, that I'm trying to incorporate spirituality into who I am, if I try to do that, the water is the spirituality. If I try to do that, and at the same time I'm just chucking more and more stones inside, some of the ruchnis is going to leak. They can coexist, but it's a balance. And the more I add of one, the more that I'm pushing the other one away. So he says that's why it's so hard to learn Torah and remember Torah. And the Chassam Sofer says it about himself. He says, "V'alpaseinu haravim." We forget a lot of Torah. Why is it so hard? Why do I need to chazer and chazer and chazer? I still can't remember everything that I learned, and I still can't hold on to everything that I try to teach myself. The answer is because Torah is kulo ruchnis. It's kedusha. Our bodies are not trained to be able to hold on to the kedusha unless we work very, very hard and we have a lot of siyata dishmaya. The Gemara says, you can work as hard as you want, but success in learning, remembering your Torah, ultimately is siyata dishmaya. You have to daven. You daven in the bracha of atachonin l'odim das. Hashem, please give me the intelligence, give me the mental capacity to remember what I'm learning, because otherwise it will escape me. And the pshat is because the two, the physical and the spiritual, they're so different, they can't stick together, and if they do, it's miraculous. That's why the letters of the Torah of Lashon HaKodesh, they dissipate. They flutter off and they fly away. Torah flies away from us unless we're diving really hard that our effort should be miskayim. It should be effective. That's the reality. And that's the same reason why at the moment that a person's life in this world is over, the neshama departs from the body. The body stands down here and the neshama goes up to Shemayim. So mafli lasos, rofecho basar mafli lasos. What's the pella? The pella is that your body keeps working and that it works in tandem with a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam that doesn't really fit into the gashmistic environment and the gashmistic reality that we live in. So our guf is comprised of the physical organic systems with a nefesh hanitan v'dava kashem, sticks with glue the neshama to our body, because otherwise it wouldn't stay. Okay? Asher is a davar shenefesh osa hurak ayidei klei haguf shem osa rega mamish gam haguf oseo zevad elotachon. So he says, because the neshama is the life force inside of us, when we want to do something, when you want to lift up your hand, put your hand down, when you want to eat something, you want to go somewhere, you want to walk from here to there, your neshama provides the force that allows you to execute that. Your brain gives the instructions, but if there was only neshama in the body, it wouldn't matter. The brain would be gone, the heart would be gone, the limbs that you're using to execute would not function. So what your neshama does for your guf is A. It means that a decision is made to act in a certain fashion, and the neshama gives it the life force to execute. That's not exactly what happens when we talk about man being a neshama to the rest of the universe, like we described before, because then it would be instantaneous. When I desire to lift up my hand and my neshama is working to provide the ability to do so, it happens right away. That's not exactly what happens when we talk about man being a neshama to the worlds. Because if it was true, then we would find that when we say Kedusha in this world, at the very same moment, the Malachim are saying Kedusha in Shemayim. However, the Gemara in Chulin, in Perek Yedad Rasha, says, Ein Malach Yashar Es Om Shir L'mayla, At Shiyom Rishar L'mata. When we say Kadosh, 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 that gives license to the Malachim to sing the same Kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. The man being the Neshama for the rest of existence is somehow disconnected. There's a delay. You need A, the cause, to bring out the B, which is the effect. And Mirza Shem, we're going to talk about that next time. We'll pick up Vayitra and Perek Vav.